Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Tuesday on the show, and you know what that means? Well, we have a lot to talk about. 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks, until WrestleMania. And we have a lot of matches announced for the show thus far, 10 of them. And right now we only know what night 3 of them will be on. But I think they'll start announcing what night each match will be on as we get going here. And we probably still have several matches still to be announced. There's going to be something involving the women who are not currently booked on the show, which I don't believe will be a battle royal, but we'll find out soon enough. And others as well. So we can talk about the WrestleMania lineup as well as Raw last night, which did have a lot of talking. There was a lot of talking on the show last night. But in terms of building up WrestleMania, I thought it was a very good show. We got NXT tonight with a full lineup. We've got Dynamite tomorrow with 5 announced segments and Rampage. There's actually 7 segments because Dynamite will be followed immediately by Rampage tomorrow. 3-hour block of AEW programming. We got SmackDown on Friday with 5 matches. And plenty more. Also, Becky Lynch, now a U.S. citizen. Matt Hardy at Raw. We'll tell you about AEW and WWE wrestlers attending each other's shows. We got Shayna Baszler's opponent for Bloodsport, who is a TNA wrestler, in fact. We got ratings for Rampage, Collision, and SmackDown. Stardom. Got new names announced for the Stardom show, which is coming up April 4th, including 2 AEW wrestlers going to be on the show. And 2 new members of the Rhodes family are about to debut in pro wrestling. So a lot to get into here today. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. And F4W Online on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin in pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I guess I do have to say I was surprised today to learn that Becky Lynch just now officially became a citizen of the United States.
You're surprised?
Well, yeah. I mean, just in the sense that, I mean, she's been here forever. I can remember, I have to go back and find out what year this was, but I think it was probably like 2006, 2007. So we're talking almost 20 years ago. Do you know I used to go watch Becky Lynch wrestle in an auto? It was like auto garage bay. Like, it was just, there were these shows that ran in, I guess it would have been Renton, Washington, a little south of Renton, on 167, I think, is the highway. And they were just like, it was one of those buildings where there's all these, you know, bay doors and everything, and you open it up and it was like all of these auto repair places or whatever. And in one of them, like once a month, they would run wrestling shows. And just there wrestling, Rebecca Quinn, and always teamed with old Ryzik, who had 1,000 matches with back in the day. And I mean, that was almost 20 years ago. I would go watch her wrestle in that little garage. And then, like, she got injured, and we thought, like, her career was over.
Yeah, that's the wild part, is so many years ago, it looked like she would never be able to wrestle again. And that obviously was not the case.
So now here she is, 37 years old, and she is now a U.S. citizen. I wonder if she had to sing the national anthem. Didn't Tom say that that's what his wife had to do?
It's possible.
They made her, like, sing the national anthem. That can't possibly be true.
Does she
Can anyone else confirm that?
The Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't know, man. I mean, my father is a citizen now. He's been for a long time. But I'm going to have to ask him, did you have to sing the national anthem when you got your citizenship? That's what Tom claimed.
It's possible.
This person says
they
recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, I can understand that.
Yeah,
that
can make some sense.
But singing the wow.
Hey, Ireland's loss is America's gain.
Well, I mean, she's still an Irish citizen, I'm sure. I mean, my children apparently can
dual
be
citizenship?
They're going to be Italian citizens. They've never been there in their lives.
Wait a second. What?
Well, apparently it's something about, you know,
Italian
grandparents
citizens?
Or parents or something.
Who in your family is Italian?
Everyone on my wife's side. You kidding me? Where have you been?
She's but
clearly
to
no family reunions. Crying out loud. We got Morellis and there ain't no anyway.
How are they going to become Italian citizens? Is your
I don't
wife, was
know.
Your wife born in Italy?
I know.
Were the kids
there's,
born
there's
in Italy?
There's all sorts
no.
of paperwork that needs to be filled out, but apparently they can.
Huh.
So it, literally, my wife as well. So everyone will be an Italian citizen except me. They're fixing to get out of here, I think. Well. Matt Hardy attended Raw last night. It was in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh.
Would you stop trying to correct me? What, do you think you're Italian now? It was
Raleigh,
North Carolina. And the point of this is, this wouldn't even have been a story at all, except...
But Rebbe Hardy exists.
His wife decided to put all this footage on social media. I will say one thing. Whatever you want to say about Rebbe...
She's got energy.
This is a lady who does what she wants.
Yes, she does.
She's just going to do what she wants. And so it's kind of a thing because she posted video on social media. But, you know, it's a new business and, you know, they don't necessarily want people to be on camera. Although it does happen every now and then. There was that famous incident where Britt Baker was in the audience for one of Adam Cole's NXT matches. And the director just like, oh, there's a good looking lady. Let's film her. They put her on TV and they claimed they had no idea it was Britt Baker. But she's right there on television.
What a rib.
And I think, wasn't Buddy, didn't they show Buddy Matthews next to
Rhea Ripley?
Rhea Ripley mm-hmm. a little while ago.
I thought you were going all the way back to TNA days where the Highlander, what was his name, Robbie or whatever it was?
That guy got in big trouble.
Yeah, big
But
guy.
Things are different now as far as like visiting. So I got a list here, and this is not a complete list, but when Cody made his WWE return, QT and Aaron Solo were there, and they were backstage. They were backstage at the show when he made his debut. Then when we had the Royal Rumble, we had Mark Henry, QT, and Starks all backstage. Thunder Rosa apparently was at the Royal Rumble under a mask. That was sneaky. She wore a mask. Hmm. And then at the Boston show, Bayley and Naomi were both there.
And Tamina.
But they did have to alert WWE that they were going to that one. Lex Luger, obviously, was at Sting's retirement. Kevin Nash was not. And the big difference is that the video was out that Rebbe posted. But, hey, you know, Matt Hardy's in the middle of contract negotiations. And we were told that WWE did not give him comps. He got comps from a local skincare doctor and decided to go to the show.
Wait.
So there you go.
All right.
Take care of your skin, Mike. Don't question Matt Hardy.
That's, you know, you got to keep it moisturized.
Yes. So I would say that this story is largely much ado about nothing. But it was talked about quite a bit yesterday.
Well, at least it's a little bit of something where, you know, Charlotte Flair was shown, I think, a couple of times. It's the CMLL show. I mean, at this point, with Vince being gone, you know, it's time to let the adults, you know, some more adults try to get in and get their opinions, which is, you know, it's okay. Again, we don't have to actually say anything about that wrestler on our show or whatever. They can be seen. It's not like it's any sort of big deal at all. I mean, you know, it's crazy. Unless you're using a trademark name on the other show and pointing it out or something like that, doesn't matter.
And, you know, another thing, I know that there are people that they want to believe that nothing has changed. WWE is still exactly as it always was. But it very much is not. And Shayna Baszler, first off, a WWE wrestler is going to be working one of the independent shows around the area over WrestleMania weekend. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but there was a period where WWE wanted to like crush all of these shows so there would be no other shows running around WrestleMania weekend. They wanted the weekend entirely to themselves. And now, not only is that not what's happening, but Shayna is going to be fighting, wrestling, on Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 10, and she will be facing Masha Slamovich, who was a former two-time TNA Knockouts champion. So obviously, you know, WWE, I don't want to say they have a working agreement because people get mad, but clearly WWE and TNA are on good terms. And if they come up with an idea, you know, they will work together. And so a WWE wrestler is not only wrestling a TNA wrestler on a Josh Barnett show, but, you know, there are other, Nick Nemeth is on the show, who is working for, I think, everybody right now. Johnny Bloodsport, Johnny TV, and AEW is working the show. He's facing Josh Barnett, Minoru Suzuki, and Royce Isaacs. Yeah, Nick Nemeth is facing Mike Bailey. And apparently there are going to be other WWE talents that will be there as well.
Oh, give me Filthy Tom Lawler and Chad Gable, please.
Hey,
please, Lord.
All I know is things have changed. And whatever you want to say about whoever, you know, WWE is a lot more open to, hey, you know, do the Bloodsport show.
You know, we're one step
work on a show with people who work with AEW. That's actually the bigger surprise, to be honest.
That's what I can't wait for, because technically Blake Christian is under an ROH contract, but he's been the GCW champion for a long time. We have now opened up the doors for finally Omos to show up at the Showboat in Atlantic City and beat Blake Christian, and Omos can be the GCW champion.
Scrotalis here, if that is his real name. Says WWE is friendly with groups who pose no threat to them. Well, Scrotalis, nobody poses any threat to WWE right now. So that would basically be every other promotion on Earth. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tomorrow's NXT. No, tonight! Golly, what a lucky day!
Well, I guess
we've got Trick Williams versus Noam Dar. It should be really good. Noam Dar is great. We've got a tag team qualifier, Gallows and Anderson versus Hank and Tank. Another tag team qualifier, Axiom and Nathan Frazier versus two members of the No Quarter Catch crew. Who? Well, we don't know. Because, yes, we've got tag team qualifying matches here, Raw, and SmackDown. And SmackDown is doing it differently from Raw. SmackDown's doing a mini tournament, and Raw's just doing qualifiers.
Crockett Cup season.
Heritage Cup qualifier. Riley Osborne will be facing one member of the No Quarter Catch crew. Heritage Cup qualifier?
What?
I thought it was just a Heritage Cup match.
Yeah.
Did somebody mess up here? Roxanne Perez versus Tatum Paxley. No, that's happening. Sol Ruka versus Brynlee Reese. We can finally prove that they are two different people.
One's a surfer, one's a... What is Brynlee Reese?
She's the gimmick Thea Hale. She does a Thea Hale gimmick on the show that Thea Hale is on.
It's like Mariah and Tony.
This is a really weird show when you really think about it, how bizarre this is.
Yes.
It's not like, you know, doing a spoof of somebody on AEW. She's literally spoofing someone on the show she's on.
Are we going to get movie-level drama tonight again between Ilya Dragunov and Tony D'Angelo? We have to.
Well, we'll hear from Tony D, so probably. And we will also hear from Oba Femi. So a lot of hearing tonight on the show.
A lot of talking on this.
It's like a hearing test. We will hear from all these people.
Let's be honest, Brian, like you've been talking about. Well, you know, the NXT is supposed to get you ready for the main roster, and what are you going to be doing on the main roster? Lots of talking. So we'll get to Raw later.
Then we've got Dynamite and Rampage back-to-back on Wednesday night. Christian versus Copeland, I Quit for the TNT title. Eddie Kingston versus Okada. Deonna and Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm and Mariah May. Jericho versus Hook. We'll hear from Mercedes Moné. That's another person we're going to hear from. Also, Best Friends versus Kyle Fletcher and Powerhouse Hobbs in a tag team tournament wildcard match. If they win, they get into the tournament. These brackets. And Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale versus Julia Hart and Sky Blue in a street fight, which probably will be the main event of Rampage at the 3-hour mark. So that's the lineup. And then we also have a bunch of matches announced for SmackDown and Raw. Friday SmackDown has the Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns face-to-face. Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory in a tournament match, qualifying tournament match. Street Profits versus Authors of Pain, also in a qualifying tournament match. Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar, which hopefully gets more time than that Dragon Lee Santos Escobar from this past Friday. And Io Sky versus Naomi. We don't have an update on Asuka. And I didn't even know she got hurt, but I heard she got hurt. And so I went back and I watched it. And I rewound this thing over and over and over and over. She wasn't even in the match.
No.
And I was like, how in the world did she get hurt? And I don't know if this is the spot, but somebody sent me from the company, sent me a video saying this is what happened. And what it was, it's like impossible to believe. It's like she was like kneeling on the apron and she just jumped off and landed on the ground. That was it. And man, I hope she's all right, because otherwise I don't know what's going to go on. But she was limping around. She couldn't do anything. Couldn't put weight on the leg. Nothing. So that sucks. And I've heard nothing on Bayley. Apparently Bayley is fine, which I don't even know how. EO moonsaulted her right in the face, but apparently she's okay. But I guess we'll see who is on SmackDown Friday.
Well, I guess worst case scenario with Asuka is you could put Dakota Kai in that spot for the tag titles if need be, if she's going to be out and miss time. You do have that option at least. If Hank and Tank defeat Anderson and Gallows, do they get their match on SmackDown?
No, it's a different tournament, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Different tournament. Then Raw next week has CM Punk appearing. Ricochet, JD McDonagh, Andrade is going to have a match that will be viewed by the Judgment Day. And Ivy Nile versus the diabolical Candice LeRae. She is a horrible person now.
She is.
Yes, terrible.
At least in storyline.
We got New Japan Cup. It's down to Yota Tsuji and Haruki Goto, which is tomorrow. Actually, probably late tonight. And winner gets a shot at Naito at Sakura Genesis April 6th. Who's winning?
I'm going with Yota Tsuji, but I'm just happy that it's Tsuji and Goto in the finals, because if you've seen any of this tournament, a lot of it has not been good at all, including everything that's got to do with the House of Torture, which led its way all the way through into the semifinals. So, you know, at least the final makes sense. You could do Goto, I guess, if you wanted to, but to me, if he's going to win, then he's got to go beat Naito, gets his gold watch for his career, then you maybe transition the belt to somebody else. Honestly, Yota Tsuji probably should win, though, and get his shot. And again, you can have that dynamic with LIJ, the issues with Naito and LIJ if you wanted to that way. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, Goto's talked about his father passing away.
Yeah.
And
we lost Finley, too. We don't know what David Finley, if he may have made it to the finals because of, you know.
Well, yeah, we actually have no idea. But I think that Goto is going to win the cup and lose to Naito.
Ooh, that's his whole career.
Yes, and I think that the reason that Tsuji is not winning the cup is I think there is a chance he might beat Naito, but I don't think they're doing it on April 6th at Sakura Genesis.
Why not?
I think that will be further down the road.
I hate to say it.
They just gave Naito the title. I mean,
I know, but the whole story of that
was it's probably his last run, to be honest.
And you're right, and I want to have some hope for that, but the reality is a lot of that story was for him to win the belt at the Tokyo Dome. And looking at the landscape, unless it's going to be just a series of outsiders, and he does have that match coming up with Jon Moxley, you know, that in, you know, Naito against somebody is going to be a big match, but he can barely wrestle. Again, it's going to be an interesting year for New Japan in general, but also if Naito is able to actually hold up throughout the entire thing and where we're at with him by the end of the year, because I know a lot of people are sad that Tanahashi has gone away. Well, you know, I got to be honest, Naito is not far behind him.
Let's say that Finley was going to the finals against Yota Tsuji.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could see him winning and then going and losing a Naito.
Absolutely.
Well, he's out, and so someone else has to win and then go lose to Naito. May as well be Goto. That's my
The argument against that is, why not give Tsuji a New Japan Cup victory here?
Because I don't think they want to beat him.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Go ahead and go full bore with Yota Tsuji. I mean, you can Tsuji losing to Goto, I think because of the story and because of what's happened, I think would be more palatable than if he would have lost to Finley, but you got to be careful with how many L's you're dropping around Yota Tsuji's neck, because he's one of the only guys that really gets a hell of a reaction from the crowd now, especially when it comes to all that House of Torture stuff and Bullet Club stuff.
Well, you know, we've also got some ratings notes here. Not much to talk about, except everything was down. Rampage, 327,000 and a 0.11. We had Collision, which keep in mind was the follow-up to the debut of Mercedes, 393 and a 0.12. So that's not all that great.
You know, Shibata and Danielson may not have sold any tickets or moved any ratings, but you really don't know because you didn't try.
And then the big one is, golly. You know, Dave says The Rock can do whatever he wants, and The Rock decided to open up SmackDown. And we literally were talking about this all week, and we talked about it with Mercedes, because 2 weeks ago, The Rock closed the show, or he opened the show, and everybody tuned in for a segment, and then they lost a bunch of viewers. And then the week after, they saved him till the end, and the show did much better because you made people wait. That's the exact argument we had for Mercedes. Don't open the show with her. Make the people wait. Well, this past Friday, Rock comes out to open the show again, and the exact same thing happened. People tuned out afterwards, and the show did 2.34 million, the lowest audience since February 23rd, and a 0.68, which is still pretty good in 18 to 49. But as far as audience, like they lost 100,000 or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. But, you know, there is a difference here. There is a difference between AEW and WWE. And that is, one of these two organizations has already signed all of their television deals, and the other has not. So it doesn't matter, as The Rock would say, if SmackDown does a great number or not. They've already signed all their TV deals. Now, when it comes to AEW, they have signed no TV deals. So to me, you know, pay-per-view, great. That's awesome. Make your money off pay-per-view. Sell your pay-per-view buys. But these AEW television shows, you got to do everything in your power to raise everything as high as you can during this negotiation period. It doesn't help for things to be falling, which they are in AEW. I mean, WWE, it was almost silly before their last negotiation, not this one. Like, they were down, and they had, like, one great year, and it was a negotiation year. They got a great number. So it's amazing how that works. But
your contract year for anything, it's always amazing what can happen when the effort goes in.
Stardom American Dream 2024, the ECW Arena, former ECW Arena. Mariah May and Willow Nightingale, both announced for the show. Talk more about that. Everything else after the break, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart. heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi, he had to go. He had business to attend to. So I'm on my own. Very lonely here in this, well, this empty studio that I'm always in by myself. But anyway, if you want, text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. So we were talking about the Stardom show and Mariah May being announced for the show and Willow Nightingale being announced for the show. American Dream 2024, April 4th, former ECW Arena. And when it comes to AEW wrestlers wrestling on the Stardom and, well, New Japan shows, someone in the chat did bring up something that people have been talking about for the last couple of days, which is, could Jon Moxley beat Naito and win the IWGP title in their match that's coming up? I think it's Windy City Riot. And, I mean, I got to say, like, when they first announced the match, I did not think that he was going to win the title. But a lot of people have noted, well, how come, and I asked this exact same question, why is Moxley not in this AEW tournament for the tag titles? Why are Moxley and Claudio not in this match? Because it doesn't make any sense at all. They beat FTR at the pay-per-view. They not only beat them clean in the middle, but they both had them in submissions at the same time. I mean, you couldn't have a more decisive win. To the point where when we were discussing, well, what are they going to do with Sting and Darby and the Young Bucks, I said, well, you know, if they, if Sting wins, which I thought he should, they got to vacate the titles, and then we do a tournament, and I already know what it's going to come down to. It'll come down to BCC versus FTR. FTR beats BCC, wins the titles. That was my prediction for the whole thing. And then, you know, the brackets are coming out Thursday, the brackets are coming out Friday. Turns out it was Friday. And they come out, and first off, they're just the wackiest brackets you've ever seen. There's 10 teams in a tournament that starts with the quarterfinals. So we have two matches featuring four teams. Then we have two matches, but we only know two teams. The other two teams are determined by wild card matches. It's just like, what? What are these brackets? But on top of that, where in God's name is the Blackpool Combat Club? Not there. And I don't think Moxley has an injury. And we've seen Claudio wrestle. He clearly doesn't have an injury. We just saw Bryan Danielson wrestling. I mean, they've got other plans for Bryan Danielson. But why are Claudio and Moxley not in this tournament? And that's when people said, well, maybe Moxley isn't in the tournament because he's going to win that IWGP title. Don't want to beat him. And that's when I thought, you know what? I mean, that is as good an explanation as anything. Because I can't think of anything else that would explain why Jon Moxley is not in this tournament. So I guess we'll see. I guess we shall see. But I certainly would not rule it out. I mean, I would not rule it out. Two members of the Rhodes family preparing to begin their story, which assuredly will need to be finished someday. Dustin Rhodes announced his nephews Wyatt and Wayne Rhodes make their pro debuts this weekend at the Rhodes Wrestling Academy Showcase event. They will wrestle as the Texas Outlaws, borrowing the name from their grandfather's tag team with Dick Murdoch. Oh, man, Dick Murdoch. You can say whatever you want about him as a human being, and there's plenty to say. But as a worker, my God, that guy. They will compete for the RWA tag titles. Two out of three falls match on Sunday. Dustin Rhodes asked people to please tune in. Apparently you can watch it on YouTube, the RWA YouTube channel. They are the sons to Dusty's daughter, former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader Kristen Ditto. She was the one that was mentioned in that promo with The Rock. And she said, my most favorite job of all is being mommy to my boys, Dalton and Dylan. Dalton Wayne and Dylan Wyatt. We live a happy life at DK Ranch in the Hill County of Lake Travis. So they're debuting this weekend. And they ain't win those titles. That's my prediction. Dustin's going to be like, nope. Got to work your way up, kids. But maybe not. We'll see. All right, we had the Raw show. And before we get into the highs and lows of Raw, we do have WrestleMania coming up, and we have 10 matches announced. So night one, we have got The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth. Night two, we have Roman against Cody for the Undisputed title, and Seth versus Drew McIntyre for the world title. These are the only matches that we know which night they're on at this point. At this point, it really doesn't matter. They pretty much sold all the tickets for WrestleMania. But, you know, people are on the fence. Or those rare people. I think, you know, they're going to put like 60, 65,000 people in each night. And I forget what the stats were, but there was like 1,000 people each night that only bought tickets for one show. Like, the vast, vast majority just buy tickets for both shows. So it doesn't matter. But WrestleMania 40 also has Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the world title. Becky did not lose to Nia Jax. Io Sky versus Bayley for the women's title. We've got Gunther versus Sami Zayn at this point for the Intercontinental title. And I think it's going to be a one-on-one match. I would not be stunned if they added Chad Gable, but I actually don't, I don't think so. Then we've got Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus, at this point, DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, and we'll get the last two teams from SmackDown coming up here soon. Logan Paul defends against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, triple threat match, and Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. So that's the lineup, and that is a total of 10 matches, and I don't think they're going to do 5 matches each night, so my guess would be that we may have as many as 6 matches still to be announced for WrestleMania. And it's noted there will be a match involving all the women who are not on the show. And probably some sort of match. Maybe an Andre the Giant Battle Royal for the men. I guess we'll see. But some of the highlights from last night. A lot of talking. And I will say that, you know, the people who were the best talkers obviously got the most time. And the people who aren't exactly, you know, promo wizards, Jay and Jimmy Uso, for example, I mean, they got their promo and they, you know, got their time. So Jimmy and Jay did a promo, hyping up their match, and, you know, nothing much to it. Jay is sad that his brother is gone, but Jimmy said, listen, I'm not the one that left the bloodline. You did. You left. You wanted to go become a top star, top merch seller on Raw. You went off to become tag team champions without me. Who left who? And as someone pointed out, I'd have to go back, but I'm pretty sure that Jimmy actually left the bloodline first, but then came back, and then Jay split off. So actually, Jimmy was the one that left his brother. We had Creed's versus DIY qualifying ladder match, or qualifying match for the ladder match, and this was a good match, but you had to watch the whole thing to get to the good part, because the first part, like early, it was just showing the Creeds all of the impressive physical feats that they could do. But when they actually got to the big moves and the near falls at the end, I mean, really good match, really good heat. DIY won. The storyline is all the time they've been with WWE and pro wrestling, they have never been to WrestleMania. This will be the first time ever that they will be on a WrestleMania show. Judgment Day vowed they will watch Andrade's match next week. We had Candice and Indy versus Kayden and Katana. So at this point, Indy is a babyface. Candice has turned full heel. And they did the deal where Katana sold a knee injury, and the ref tries to pull everybody back to check on her. But Candice just drop kicks Kayden outside, wraps Katana's leg around the post, puts her in a crab, and submits her. And Indy acts like she's appalled at this. But we'll see what they do with Indy. We had a Cody segment. You know, they were talking about the, memo? So, not everybody got the memo. And I'm not saying that just because of Cody's promo here, but I do know there are people in WWE, they never saw the memo about not swearing. And other people apparently did get the memo, but they're going to just do whatever they want to do. And Cody came out here, and I can't even recap a lot of his promo because he had at least three lines that I cannot say here on the radio. And none of them got bleeped. And it was their attempt to let him go full bore. This person says the memo was fake. Well, Dave insists that he's heard from several people that got the memo. So I'll just say that. But I watched his promo, and I was very skeptical, I will say that, of this memo. And other people there have told me they never saw a memo. So the memo is currently a mystery. Although, Dave did a big story on the memo, and WWE would have told him immediately if that story was fake, and they have not yet. So I don't know what the story is with the memo, but it's not as easy as the memo was fake. I think some people got the memo, and some people did not, which actually sounds about right if you watch Who Can Say What. But anyway, this was an attempt to, play on The Rock's level in terms of a promo. And nobody can, but I thought Cody did a very good job here. The place ate it up. He was a total babyface, and that was that. Then Paul came out, and the storyline is on SmackDown, there will be a Cody Rhodes-Roman Reigns face-to-face, and the story is Roman has promised there will be no bloodline there. And he said, Cody, I promise, and so you need to show up with nobody. And so Cody agreed. And so, it's semantics. There's two things. Maybe no one will actually show up. Maybe Roman's guys will show up, and then Cody will show he's not an idiot, and his guys will be there as well, and we'll have a giant brawl. Maybe somebody will attack Cody. Somebody like a new member of the bloodline, like a Tama Tonga. So Roman, in fact, did not lie. Tama Tonga, at that point, not a member of the bloodline. And then you could have Cody beat Tama leading up to WrestleMania. But honestly, what I thought watching this show is that Tama Tonga is going to interfere in the Jimmy versus Jay match, and he's going to cost Jay the match. And the reason I say that is because not all the babyfaces can win at Mania. It's the first Jimmy Jay match in this feud. I think they've got more stuff that they can do, and I think that Jay needs to lose, and that's the way that you could do it, and also introduce Tama Tonga. So I guess we'll see. And then we had a Sammy Gunther contract signing where Chad Gable told Sammy, you can't beat this guy. And so Sammy's got a lot to think about. We had a long Seth and Drew segment, which, again, good. But, man, we had a lot of talking at that point. And then in the qualifying matches, we had New Day beating Otis and Tozawa. And we also had Miz and Truth beat Indu Share. And then the main event was Nia and Becky. And I thought this was a very good match by the end. And I will say that Nia went out of her way to take care of Becky Lynch. She tried so hard, and to the point where some of the cane shots and chair shots just, they looked outright fake. But hey, Becky's got a big WrestleMania championship match coming up. And man, you better protect her. And, the last time they had a match, it was not all that good. This one was significantly better. And Nia even repeated the spots that got botched in the last match, and she pulled them off in this match. So all credit to her. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, as we head into NXT tonight, NXT Anonymous just posted a video on Twitter, and it was old Von Wagner and Mr. Stone having a big argument backstage. And believe it or not, they're actually playing off this segment last week where Mr. Stone got beaten up by Alexis King, and Von carries him to the back, and the fans are like, they're so not into this thing, whatever, that they chant, "He's a baby!" at Mr. Stone. And so the segment they just posted had Mr. Stone furious at Von. "You carry me to the back like I carry my kids!" And Von says, "Well, what do you want me to do? Just let this guy keep beating on your neck?" And Mr. Stone goes, "Ah, just do whatever you want!" He storms off. Dissension between the old friends. So, looks like somebody's turning. I figured a long time ago Von was turning, and like the whole family would be devastated, but now, I mean, the show is so wacky, it's so campy, that like, I need Mr. Stone turning heel, and his two kids turning heel as well. Having them be a top heel crew, these two children, cutting promos on old Von, making fun of his skull. Man, there's a lot of ways you could do it. But anyway, that's NXT tonight. We'll see where this goes, if anywhere. And that's it. I want to thank everybody for listening here today. We'll be back later on tonight, the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show. It'll be WWF Challenge, not Collision, Season 1, Episode 3, which these shows have been a lot of fun. People want us to keep doing them, so we may do another month of them. But you can check that out. I believe Jobber Jack Foley is on the show tonight. So that'll be a lot of fun. And a granny segment as well. So check it out. And that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.